You might call it a collision between the financial collapse and the educational crisis.
The mayor of Chicago wants to end the open admissions policy at city colleges. Why?
Because he says students are graduating from high school unprepared for college, and the city can't pay the $30 million it costs for remedial classes.
Don't know much about history.
I don't know much about running a city, but I do know that about a third of college students need at least one remedial course.
So maybe we just don't know enough about helping students finish college.
It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Thursday, August 12th. Wondering what the high school diploma means if it doesn't mean you're ready for college.
Yeah, if you have to take remedial classes, what is that diploma worth? We're going to talk about that. Let's get a check of the morning's top news first, though. The United Nations is calling Pakistan's worst floods in living memory a mega disaster. Around 14 million people are affected, as we've been reporting all week. Food prices are rocketing, and Pakistan is appealing for urgent international aid. The ambassador to the UN from Pakistan tells our partner, the BBC,
I think a lot of us haven't understood the scale of this disaster. It is horrendous. It is going to put us back so many years that we're not even starting on the infrastructure.
Pakistan's President Zardari is getting his first look at the floods today, flying over some of the worst-hit areas. At the Guantanamo Detention Center, Osama bin Laden's former cook is facing a 14-year prison sentence. Sudanese Ibrahim Al-Khozi admitted providing support for terrorism, but he could serve far less time because of an alleged secret plea deal. Khozi is only the fourth person held at Guantanamo Bay to be convicted.
Here at home, there's more evidence that the economy is not doing well. New figures on foreclosure show the number of Americans who lost their homes surged last month. Almost 93,000 homes were repossessed in July. Rick Sharga is the head of Realty Track, the online foreclosure tracker.
There's a very real possibility that the softness we're seeing in the economic recovery is going to extend the foreclosure problem beyond even what we'd been projecting.
Meanwhile, the U.S. trade deficit unexpectedly widened in June by almost $8 billion. That's a new record. And that news sent Wall Street tumbling. The Dow fell 265 points yesterday, moving it back into the red for the year. And the $700 billion bailout turns out it was good for banks overseas. That's according to a new report by a congressional watchdog panel. The report says the program to stabilize banks also helped international financial organizations,
which held stock in those banks and other financial instruments. The six American medics killed last week in a remote area of northern Afghanistan were not killed by robbers, according to the charity there they were working for. In the first days after the attack, the group's leaders had said they suspected the team was set upon by robbers, despite a Taliban claim of responsibility. The charity now says they believe the attack was an opportunistic ambush by a group of non-local fighters.
In just a few hours, same-sex couples in California will find out if they can start getting married again. The federal judge in San Francisco who overturned the state's ban on gay marriage will make the decision later today. Meanwhile, the backers of the gay marriage ban, also known as Proposition 8, don't want any same-sex weddings until an appeal is heard. In Chicago, the jurors in the Rod Blagojevich corruption trial have asked the judge for guidance.
Look out.
The former Illinois governor is facing 24 charges. Granted, that's a lot. One
it's
of the charges
walk.
Is trying to sell
it's
or barter
walk.
President Obama's former
you.
Senate seat. You are so cynical. Seriously.
He's going to walk.
A note that the jury sent to the judges suggests they may be deadlocked on a few of the charges.
I'm telling you.
Maybe only one or two.
We'll
the
see.
Judge is going to meet with the jury later today. Asian markets are down. European indices are mixed. Futures are down. The Dow starts at 10,378. The S&P at 1089. The NASDAQ at 2208. Well, we're going to talk to author Carl Hiaasen later on this hour. He's going to talk about his new book and why Florida is such a great place to satire.
Carl Hiaasen would be nothing without the state of Florida,
yeah.
And he's probably the first to admit it. Coming up, it's not special ed, it's not summer school, but it is remedial education. There's nothing special about it. Everyone gets remedial help in introductory college courses, and states and localities don't want to pay for it.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.